Okay, Tzadi Hem and Aleph from the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah as follows: Me, Shahaya Nasi Beis Nashim, person who had been married to two women, Umachar Esadehu, and he sold his field, V'katzva Harishona, L'lokech, Dinu Dvarim Eli Imcha. And the first wife had said, right, first wife meaning Rashi says, Rishona Shanasa Tchila, right? She's the early. This is they got married in succession, right? One and then the other. So one was married before the other one. So the early, one who was married earlier. So she says, she writes a star to the or writes to the person who purchased the field. I'll have no business with you. Meaning, presumably, I'm not going to be able to collect from you, right? So what happens? Hashniya Motzia Me'alokeach. So then when the husband dies. So the second wife, who didn't write that, so she can go. So the first wife, when the husband dies, so the first wife, and there's another field to collect from, right? So the first woman is out; she can't collect from this guy because she wrote that has no shaychus to him. The field was not, she doesn't have the lien there to make that to collect. However, the second woman can because she didn't write anything, right? So she amotzia me'alokeach. V'rishona min hashniya, and then really, what could happen is that this first woman could then go and collect from the second wife. Why? Because in the end of the day, the first wife comes first, right? V'alokeach min rishona, and then the lokeach, the person who had purchased it, can then go back and take it from the first wife because she had said to him, "Dinim dvarim in l'midichsech." So now, right? V'chozeres v'chozros chalila ad sheyasu pshara b'nim, and that in the cycle continues until they make some type of deal. V'chein balcho, v'chein isha balaschom. And the same thing can happen in our situation of a loan, right? And the same thing can happen with a woman who owes money. It doesn't just have to happen this type of deal, but anytime there's someone owes and another person has to pay, and they said that you don't have to pay, but there's another person to whom he does have to pay, etc. The same wheel can go through. So fine. So the trying to point out that this doesn't mean that they actually do this. It just means that they, because that would be the process. So we say make some type of deal, right? Make a pshara and figure it out, because otherwise, really, what that could just the cycle could continue forever. So what it means is, because the cycle could continue forever, you have to make a pshara. Someone has to decide what to do here. Make a deal. Because otherwise, really nobody can hold on to having property because everyone could just continue to collect from each other. Fine. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'chi kasva lei mayhavi. So what? So she wrote, dinu dvarim einli imcha. She wrote, I have no business with you. So what? Who cares that she wrote that? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ha'om l'chaveyo dini dvam enli al sada zu. So someone has a friend, I have no business with your field, ve'enli esek ba, right, and I have no business with it, ve'yadai misulekas mehena, and my hands are totally removed from it. Norma klum, doesn't do anything. Right? Even if you do that, it makes no difference. Right? So if that's true, right, if the Braisa says that saying dini dvarim, etc., doesn't actually have any impact, so then what? Then how could it? So the fact that she wrote it to him here in the Mishnah, what does that do? So answer the Gemara, I'll tell you what it does. Hacha ma'askinan b'shekanu b'yada. No, the case is she didn't only say or write these words, but she actually made a kinyan sudar. And when you make a kinyan sudar, so then it shows that you really mean it. Rashi b'shekanu b'yada v'amrinan b'akosev l'ishto deheicha. When she makes a kinyan, so then you really, it shows that you really mean it, it's really serious, and then it actually makes a difference. So it must be, in this case, not just she said something, but she actually made a kinyan, and that's what makes a difference. Fine. So it says, so what? She made a kinyan, so why do we care? Tema nachas ruach asisi labayli. She could say, I'll tell you why I said, I have no interest in your field. And I can tell you why she even made a kinyan to do so. Because she wanted her husband to be happy. Right? Because what happened? This is land, again, What happened? What happened here was her husband owes her a ksuba at some point, right? And he also wants to sell his field. But the guy who's buying the field knows that if he buys, purchases the field, there's a lien on the field from the wife. Right? So what's the husband's wife? Do me a favor. Go to the guy, tell him that you're not going to collect from him, right? And that way, and what's going to happen? He'll pay more money, right? He's going to end up, he'll pay a higher price for the field because she goes in, and if she makes a kinyan, even better, right? To show that she doesn't want the field, and therefore he's going to make more money. So when he ends up, when he dies, what can she, or did she get divorced, whatever, what could she say? She could say, yeah, I didn't really mean that. I did it because Shalom Bayis, my husband, wanted me to do that. That's not a, you know, so the fact that she did any of these things doesn't make a difference because she can make such a taina. I did it for my husband. Fine. So Milo Tanan, Lakach Mina Ish, Rechazav Lakach Mina Isha, Mekcho Batel. Right? Alma Yecholi, Hishetomar, Nachas Ruach, Asisil Baili. Right? So the truth is, that's exactly the point, right? That the Mishnah teaches us, it's the Mishnah in Gittin about Metziah, that a person who purchases from a husband, right, and then he goes ahead and makes a kinyan from the wife also, the mekach is batel, right? It doesn't go anywhere, right? Why? Because the fact that you were kona from her, it's inconsequential, because she can always argue afterwards that she only did it to make her husband happy. And the fact that she did so, because there's a reasonable ulterior motive that we could assume that she had, and that she could actually make such a taina when she decides that she wants to collect. So then it doesn't make it. It's not meaningful, right? Fine. Look at Rashi's for a second. Mekcho batel. Rashi says mashma legamrei afilu b'chaye habal. Right. Meaning, and when we say mekcho batel, we mean it literally doesn't work at all. Right, even when the husband's still alive. It doesn't just mean that later when she comes to collect, she can collect. It means that from the beginning, the kinyan is considered not a good sale. It's considered not a good sale. Why? Because in that scenario, we know later on she's going to be able to say, you know, I just did it because my husband wanted me to. Fine. So we're still stuck. What's the value here? So Amram Zera. So again, the initial question still remains, right? Which is that on the one hand, the Mishnah told me that if she says, that she can, that they're going to be able to have this, you know, cycle that never ends. I mean, it makes a difference, right? On the other hand, we have a Mishnah that tells me, a Bryce that tells me that doesn't do anything. So how are you going to explain this? So what's going on here? So we're going to try again. So I'm Rav Zeira, I'm Rav Chista, Lo Kasha, Ha Rav Meir, Ha Rav Yehuda. So our Mishnah and our Brisa, which seem to be contradicting each other, it's actually Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Sanya, he's learned in a Brisa, Kasav L'Risham V'lo Chasmalo, L'Sheni V'Chasmalo. So let's say, right, he wrote a Shtar for one and signed it. Rashi says, Kasav L'Risham Shtar Mecher Asada Achas, right? And he wrote a Shtar to sell a field, V'lo Chasmalo, Rashi says, Lo Hudisa Ba'oso Mecher, because of Shtar Acher, Lelokeach Sheni, Asada Acheres, V'chasmala. Right? So the husband writes a Shtar for field one, and his wife doesn't sign at all. Right? And then he signs and sells the same field. Right? There's only one field. And the person one. And she doesn't sign. And then he sells it to person two, and then she signs. Right? So what happens? So what happens? Ivda Ksubasa. Right, she loses her ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir of the ksufasa says Rashi, im ein sham bnei chorin sharei harishon omer hinachni lech makom legabos emena. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. Look at Rashi. It's two fields. Rashi says, just go back to Rashi for a second. Kasav l'rishon shtar mecher asad achas. Right, he writes a shtar for the sale of field one. Right, and lo chasmalo. Right, and she doesn't sign. She doesn't say anything about that. Right, we don't have her maskat, her haskama. Right, and then because of shtar acher lelokeach sheni asad acheres, and then he sells a field to person two, v'chasmalo, and she signs. Right, she signs in that shtar saying that she's moda, that presumably that again she's not going to have anything to do with it. So what happens? So then of the ksubas is then she loses her ksuba. Rashi says im ein sham bnei chorin, if there's not some other field to collect from her husband, I mean, that he's now sold both fields, right? And she has nothing left to collect from. So she loses her ksuba. Why? Sharei harishon omer, hinachni leich makom lagabo semena. What can he say? So you would, again, the second field was sold and she said, I have nothing to do with it, right? And she signed. The first field he sold and she didn't say anything, right? So you think, so no problem. So when he dies, where should she collect field one? The answer is she can't. Why? Because guy one who bought field one can say, what do you mean? I left you field two, right? And field two, right? So you decide to sign off that you don't want it anymore. That's fine, but that's not my problem, right? So when she signs off, the point being that her signing off, taka made a difference, right? It had an impact, right? So go back to the Gemara. So let's go back. So what was the bride? The bride said, "Chasav Rishon v'lo chasav v'lo l'sheni v'chasav v'lo ibda ksubasa." She loses ksuba divrei Rabbi Meir, right? So according to Rabbi Meir, when she signs off, her signing off matters, right? So now she loses the ksuba. Meaning if a guy has more fields, she can collect from a different field. But assuming not, then she does. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yechol Hishi Tomar Nachas Ruach Asisi Debali, right? Atem Amali Alai, right? Meaning she gets the Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? She can say, of course I signed on the other field. Not because I wanted to get rid of it, but because my husband wanted me to. And I want to shalom bayis in my house. Right? So what does that mean for Rabbi Meir? That's Rabbi Yehuda's answer, that she can say, you know, I did it. She can say, presumably that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So presumably, Rabbi Meir holds, you can't say that. Right? So presumably that's the machloket, that's the question here. Can she say, you know, do we have this concern that basically that we can say, that she can show up with a taina and say, no, I didn't mean it. I just did it for shalom bayis. Is that something that someone can say or not? So it sounds like that's machlokes in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So in Rabbi Sosam La Hacha Karebi Meir, right? And our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made a stop Mishnah. We assume it's like Rabbi Meir. So our Mishnah which says that she loses the field. That's like Rabbi Meir who holds you can't say didn't from in Yudachseich. Or sorry, that she can't say Nachas Ruach Asisa Lebali. V'stam LaHasam Rabbi Yehuda. And this price that we're quoting, which seems to contradict that, is like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you could always say I did it for shalom bayis. Fine. So that's a reasonable explanation of this machlokas between the Mishnah and the price. So I'm Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says I'll give you a different explanation. Begrusha. No, I'll tell you the case. The case is that what happened? She actually got divorced, right? Rashi, I'm Rav Papa. Malsisin kisha haisa grusha va'achak hakatz v'lo l'lokeachin. No, the case is that she was already divorced when she wrote the didn't you divide in the imcha? And when she said I have nothing to do with the sale, they were already divorced then. So if she's already divorced at that point, then none of this even starts, right? Because there's no, the sale already went through, and so at that point, it's nothing to talk about. So that's fine. The only problem with that answer is that's not clearly, you know, it's very difficult of Kimto to say that's the case, right? Clearly, the cases are where they're not divorced yet, and she's coming to collect, you know, before while they were still married. But if they're already divorced, she can't say I did it for shalom bayis, right? So it's a good answer because she can't say I came for shalom bayis because they don't have shalom bayis; they're divorced. But that's fine. But that's not the usual. You know, that's not the usual scenario. So fine. Rav Ashi Amar Kula Rabbi Meiri. Rav Ashi says I'll give a different explanation. This whole thing, Brisa Mishnah and Brisa, all according to Rabbi Meir. Va'ad kan loka Amar Rabbi Meir Hasam El b'shnei l'kuchos. Right. The Rabbi Meir only said what he said in a situation where there are two people who purchased. Right. The Amar La Iisa De Nachas Ruach Avda L'Kama Ibay Lach L'Mebed. So what's the answer here? The whole case is Rabbi Meir, but even Rabbi Meir says that this is only in a situation where he had already sold two fields, right? Because one of them can say to her, look, if you really were just trying to make shalom bayis, right? If you really, the whole reason that you went through with this is because you wanted your husband to be happy. Well, then why, and the presumption is she only did it in one of the two. Right? She only signs off in one of the two. So if there's two fields and she only signs off in one of the two, so you said, no, I didn't really mean it. I only did it because I made my husband happy. What do you mean? If you wanted to make your husband happy, you would have done it both times. Right? Why would you choose just to do it once? Right? Presumably, you do it both. So it's a situation where, in that situation, the reason why Rabbi Meir says she can't say nah chasur chasis lebali, that's because she didn't do it in both cases, right? But if the case is a case of lokeach echad, right? Even Rabbi Meir's mode, right? Then if it's a case of lokeach echad, even Rabbi Meir agrees. Yeah, if she really said it in the only case when it happened, and she taka said, dini dvar mainly. So then you're right. In that situation, she could tell that she had she just did it for her husband, and therefore umasnis in the case of leila acher, right? And so the Mishnah is two different cases. The Mishnah is a case where she did it for the other person, and she did it even for the first person, and that's why she. Yeah, so our Mishnah where it matters, right, is where she says so is where she said it in both cases. And the Braisa where it doesn't matter is the case where she said it only in one of the two cases. And that's why it makes a difference. Fine. So we'll stop here. We'll go here tomorrow.